She was healed of a 45-year severe problem with anxiety by praying for her ancestors in purgatory. I could not make this up. The story is incredible. I have been waiting to share this with you. It happened through the channel. I'm so excited to share this with you. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, this is someone that joins our channel through our nightly rosary. We are currently doing a 40-day prayer for our ancestors in purgatory. We're more than halfway through. We finish on Holy Thursday, April 2nd. If you still haven't joined, join because it works. Now, listen to what happened to her. August 1978, Kosovo in former Yugoslavia. I was 5 years old playing in my yard. A man came and asked me to call my grandfather to come outside. I called him and he came out. The man looked like a postman and had some letters in his hand. They walked together until I could no longer see them. Even now, I feel like I can still see that moment. That moment memory never went away, even though I was only 5 years old. Then I heard a gunshot. That man betrayed him, and another man, the enemy, killed my grandfather. He must have been hiding in the bushes, but I was little and didn't understand what was happening. My family was in the garden near the house working. When they heard the gunshot, they realized someone had killed my grandfather because we were in a blood feud, so this was revenge killing. I also remember my grandfather's body in the living room. I looked at him, but I didn't understand death because I was only a child. All my life, I had some kind of fear, but I never understood what it was. This fear in my stomach, I could never even protect myself, but I thought it was normal. Year after year, life became more challenging and my anxiety grew more and more. One night, one night in the Uniquely Mary Rosary group on YouTube with me, I was writing prayer requests in the chat for my anxiety. A man named Marco, who did not know her, asked whether my great-grandfather had been involved in revenge killings. That word disturbed me very much. For a moment, I said I didn't know, but I mentioned my grandfather. He said he saw two people in purgatory who had died because of revenge killings. One was my grandfather, but the other he wasn't sure. He said it looked like my great-grandfather. This disturbed me even more. How could this man know about my family's life? This man had never even posted a prayer in the rosary chat before. In fact, I was about to block him because I was like, who is this guy saying these really disturbing things? But that night, he was telling me that my relatives were in purgatory. I spent the whole night thinking, me too, and became very worried. In the morning, I asked my family, and they told me that both my grandfather and my great-grandfather had indeed died because of revenge killings. She didn't even know it. It's unbelievable. This turned my life upside down. How could this man know this about me? On YouTube, I'd use a nickname and nobody calls me in real life. How could he know about the dead members of my family? The next day, I went back on YouTube and asked about this man, Marco. I told him that my great-grandfather had also been killed in revenge like my grandfather. Alvaro intervened, I did, and asked how we knew each other. I said I had never even seen Marco's name in the group before. Marco said, I don't know her either, but I see two men from her family in purgatory. He told me, when the victims died, they left you with their fear and anxiety. You need to pray and offer 30 Gregorian masses for both of them. Because I grew up in communism, I didn't know much about the Gregorian Masses for the dead, and I had never heard of them before. A few days later, I went to church and offered 60 Gregorian Masses, 30 for each. I said to the Blessed Mother, please accept these Gregorian Masses. From that day forward, I began to feel better. I started praying more, lighting candles for their souls, and praying for them every day. Day by day, I feel much better. My anxiety slowly went away. Even though I still face temptations and challenges in life, my anxiety has gone away about 95%. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to Jesus Christ and our Blessed Mother. Now I'm 52 and I'm the first grandchild among 23. I believe God used me to help my ancestors. Amen. Powerful. Whenever we have problems, we should always search for the most logical solution. Exercise, eat healthy, live a good life, go see a doctor, etc. But sometimes we run into these things and we're like, what is this? What is this problem, this fear, this anxiety, these diseases, these bad things happening, all these types of things? And all of you, I think all of you watching this channel can understand there's something else going on. I actually recently had an interview with Dr. Dan Schneider, who's written several books, but talking about this idea in the ancient church fathers, what they called it was inherited guilt. From that idea comes the idea of original sin, the fact that we inherit not the sin. So in that sense, we're not guilty for the sins of our ancestors, but we feel the effects of their sin. That's the inherited guilt. So we're not guilty, but we feel the effects. And so in these cases, there may be curses, generational spirits, or leftover effects like this anxiety that can be healed by praying for the souls of these ancestors. Now, I'm going to play a 2-minute clip where he explains this and he roots it in the history of the church. Listen to this.
Gospel of Mark's account of the, you know, of the father with the possessed son who manifests in front of the apostles, in front of Jesus. Yeah. And Jesus asked him, the father, how long has this happened and been happening? And he said, since he was a little child. The Greek is an emphatic, there's leave no doubt, since he was very little. And Jerome translates ab infancia, since infancy. And so how could someone since infancy be afflicted by demons, possessed, if we don't believe that God punishes the sins of the father and the children? So that was really my problematic, combined with my field experience. And so I just researched, I was flying back from Germany, doing some training over there, teaching. We have teams in that we teach and priests. And so I was coming back and I kept looking up these different terms, generational curse, generational sin, generational spirit. And it just, nothing was coming. I was looking verbum, you know, and so I couldn't find anything. And then I started, okay, let me think about that. These terms might seem modern. What's the ancient term? And the ancient term is inherited guilt. And this is what, and then next thing you know, I'm all into Saint Augustine and then Saint Thomas Aquinas. So Saint Augustine debated all this early, early in the church's history, as he's hammering out the doctrine of original sin, where we get from Saint Augustine. He's debating with Julian of Aquinum, the chief spokesman for the Pelagians. And he's arguing, he actually uses the concept of inherited guilt and God's words at Sinai that he will punish the children of punish the sins of the father in the children, because we differentiate between the sin itself and the effect of the sin, to prove that there is an original sin and its effects. And so that's what kind of started off, both field experience, my own background as a scripture scholar and a patristic scholar. And then I kind of cleaned it up. I'm not a Thomist, but I've been around Father Ripperger enough to learn to speak a little bit Thomistically.
Now, Dr. Dan Schneider, along with Father Ripperger, you probably watched it. I did. We're both interviewed on the Sean Ryan show, where they talk about their history. He was present, layperson, present in over 500 exorcisms. So he knows what he's talking about. So if you have issues in your life that have not been resolved with other things, prayer, we always turn to prayer in the beginning and in the middle, but definitely after we've tried everything else, we really turn to prayer. And this is something that maybe people don't really understand. We're connected to our ancestors and we receive so many benefits from them that we don't even understand, but we also receive the effects of some of their choices, including things like generational spirits, which I'm not going to necessarily explain. But just like we have a guardian angel, we may have a particular demon that affects us, and there may be a demon that affects our family as a whole. Makes sense. It's how they're organized. That's how humans are organized. It's how angels and demons are organized. And so we can pray to mitigate the effect of that generational spirit and or completely remove it from our family. God allows this, one, to satisfy his justice, two, to build the virtue in us. In that book that he wrote, The Sins of Our Fathers, he explains some of these ideas. Father Ripperger explains this in various other places. So in our nightly rosary group, what we've been doing, we divide it up. So usually how they talk about that you should especially be concerned for your ancestors to the third and fourth generation. Scripturally, we get some of these verses that talk about that idea, that the effects are left there for a limited amount of time. So what I did is I divided up 40 days, beginning with the first Sunday of Lent down to Holy Thursday. And we prayed for each of the different ancestors. Right now, we're into praying for our great grandparents. It's been awesome. Other people have been talking about the effects of these prayers on them. Now, this woman did all this sometime before we even did this, but it's because of things like this that I wanted to do this particular 40-day program. In the future, we're going to do an intergenerational reparation and healing retreat that will be that, what happened to her, on a retreat-wide level, Rosary Mystica Shrine, the last weekend of July. So this is incredible stuff. It's real. You can get real healing. It's not only good in itself to pray for the souls in purgatory, it may give you the healing that you're seeking. Now, at this moment, I do want to point out one of the sponsors of this channel. First of all, it's purgatoryproject.org, where you can list your loved ones for others to pray for them. And then it's the Rosary Experience app. Actually, it's the same person behind both of these amazing projects that you can use video and audio to help you pray more deeply the rosary that you pray. Go and check out both of these. Support them. It's amazing work. If this has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like, and I'll see you in the next one.